Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, Washington, D.C.? I don't know what happened to my introduction music, but...
6-7-1-4-6-7.
Oh, there it is. Good morning, Washington, D.C. This is Earl Rush with the Earl Rush Talk Show. And we are proud to announce starting this Thursday, we will be moving to www.radiotunetune.com. That's the new D.C. Bachata Congress radio station. The Earl Rush Talk Show will now be syndicated on that station. And it is going to be one crazy, crazy time. Today we've got, for our special guest interview, we have Tomas Guerrero, director of the Santa Rico Dance Company out of New York City. Tomas will be coming to the Stuck on Salsa 12-year anniversary. That's Saturday, July 18th, 2015. He will be teaching three special workshops, and he will also be bringing his group, the new Santa Rico Dance Company. Tomas is no longer performing. Maybe he will tell us when he calls in why he's decided to retire from performing. Maybe he won't. But he will be calling in soon. Until that time, we're going to go over some of the things that we got going on in the Washington, D.C. area coming up real soon. Don't forget, every Wednesday night, there's Salsa Mania at Havana Village. Or two classes with myself, Earl Rush, and Elena Mamotero, and Victor Young. Then after that, from 9:30 to 12, we have free social dancing. The classes are just $10. If you just want to social dance, it's free all night long. Free all night long after the classes. Let me speak clearly and distinctly here. Havana Village is located at 1834 Columbia Road, Northwest, Washington, D.C. So check out Salsa Mania Wednesdays. Also coming up this Friday, the Salsa Room will be hosting the Get Your VIP card for the Salsa Room. They do that like once or twice a quarter. Get discounts every time you come into the Salsa Room. Always a big night. It's this weekend. It will be Dominican celebration of Dominican Independence Day. DJ El Tigre from Island Tech will be in the house along with DJ Immersive, and DJ Willie Hercules will also be in the house. Coming up this Saturday, Mr. Mambo, every second and fourth Saturday of the month, hosted by Tanya Smith and Tommy Smith, a.k.a. Mr. Mambo. Coming up Sunday, March the 1st, huge, huge, huge event. DJ El Diggade will be in the house at Lucky Strike, the Sunday Latin Party. He will be bringing his Island Touch D.C. Touch team from Washington, D.C. They will be performing. El Diggade will be teaching a bachata class, and he will also be in the Bachata Kizumba Room as a DJ, along with DJ Immersive. So coming out this Sunday, it's going to be a crazy, crazy time. Lucky Strikes is located at 701 7th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C. Whoa. Plenty of things going on in the following months for the summer in Washington, D.C. We've got the Capitol Congress hosted by Shaka Brown. www.capitalcongress.com, the biggest salsa party of the year in Washington, D.C. We've got the D.C. Bachata Congress, www.dcbachata.com. And we have the Stuck on Salsa 12-year anniversary all-white party hosted by Stuck on Salsa and the Salsa Room, Saturday, July 18th, 2015. For more information on that, log on to www.stuckonsalsa.com. So we got a lot coming up in the summer, and the calendar is really, really crowded here in D.C. Not hating, just thinking. It seems like everybody is a promoter nowadays. Everybody's a promoter or everybody's a DJ. Okay, say yeah, whatever. Only the strong survive, and I'm all for competition because competition just makes everybody step up their game. So we're going to try to make things happen here in the DMV this summer as far as salsa, bachata, and kizomba. Also, a big event coming up this summer is the White House Kizomba Summit, hosted by Tanya Fisk. That's from May 2nd through May 6th, 2015. So we got a whole lot of things coming up. If you want to know what's happening, going on in the DMV area, you can log on to www.stuckonsalsa.com. Over 2 million visitors have visited our site since 2003. Also, don't forget, coming up in September, John Choco Knight will be hosting the New York Salsa Congress. And Philly Boyle, too, will be hosting the Philadelphia Bachata Festival in July as well. So the calendar is really full with a lot of things going on across the East Coast this summer, and especially in the DMV area. Totally out of control things going on, you know? So this portion of the Earl Rush Talk Show is brought to you by CapitalCongress.com. Washington, D.C.'s largest, not Washington, D.C., yeah, Washington, D.C.'s largest salsa party, hosted by Shaka Brown. Crazy, crazy, crazy time. I know you're saying, why am I always saying crazy? Because everything is always crazy here in D.C. Well, we're going to take a quick pause for the cards, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Okay, I'm back with the Earl Rush Talk Show. Tomas Guerrero should be calling in at any moment now. Want to give a special splash out to Lee El Benguito and Kat Langata for creating their new radio station, Radio Tutu, the new DC Bachata Congress radio station. I think it's the only festival of its kind that has their own radio station. But, you know, that's what Lee and Kat do. They don't follow the trend. They set the trend. It is what it is. Listen to Lee Elguito's first show last night. He interviewed Tito Puente Jr., who will be coming to the D.C. Bachata Congress this year, along with members of Fania All-Stars. It's going to turn out to be an amazing event at the D.C. Bachata Congress this year. Sekou McMiller will be coming to Washington, D.C. on Saturday, March 28th, to Rendezvous in Rockville, Maryland. He'll be teaching two master workshops, and Karen Aguilar and myself will also be teaching workshops on the day, and we'll have a great party that night. So it's going to really, really be happening. Let me check and see what's going on with Tomas. Is he coming in or is he calling in or not? If not, we can move on and get something else going on. Because, you know, I always got something going on. I got somebody I can call. I always got things that I can talk about. You know, this DC is what is happening this Latin scene in America. So we got plenty of things to talk about. By the way, did you know that the Salsa Room and Stuck on Salsa are hosting a bus trip up to New York City for the New York Salsa Congress this year? Price includes the bus trip back and forth, breakfast, leaving from New York and from Washington, D.C., and it includes the full pass. What a bargain. Now, if you can imagine, if you just drove up and you stay, paid 4 nights in the garage, that's $200 already without the admission. So think about it. If you want more information, log on to www.stuckonsalsa.com. You know? So, we're going to take one quick call for the pause for the cause. This portion of the Earl Rush Talk Show is brought to you by Exido Tequila. Exido Tequila. The only X you talk about going back to.
6-7-1-8.
I'm back already. We don't have that much time on this show, so we don't want to sit and listen to a whole lot of commercials. We want to get to the meat and potatoes of what's going on in the DMV area. So excited about moving to Radio Tune Tune. www.radiotune2.com, the new DC Bachata Congress radio station. Great, great station. Different things every day. Monday, Dominican authentic Dominican Bachata. Tuesday, the theme is urban bachata. Wednesday, Kizumba. Thursday, old school salsa. Friday through Sunday, a Latin mix of salsa, bachata, Kizumba, Latin dance. That's www.radiotune2.com. Yeah. So, we're going to give Tomas 4 or 5 more minutes to call in. After that, we're going to move on to the next thing going on. Don't forget every Wednesday night, Salsa Mania Wednesdays with Elena Mambotero, Victor Young, and myself, Earl Rush. Ready to get your midweek salsa fix in? Check it out. Columbia Pike. Not Columbia Pike, Columbia Road, Washington, D.C. That's where we are right now. We're going to take a quick pause for the calls. I'll be right back. Talk show. A little social romantic in here. Now, some of the people I hang out with, they're hardcore salseros. And if it's not old school salsa playing Juan Juan Cole, they'll say it's not real salsa. They'll say it's fake salsa. They'll call it tutti frutti salsa. I'm laughing at everybody because, you know, there are all types of salsa out there. So you like what you like and you like what you don't like. Doesn't matter to me. So, hold on. Come on.
Yo.
Oh, I see you there finally. How you doing, Tomas?
What's going on, brother?
Not too much. Can you hear me? Are you having a problem hearing me at all?
I hear you perfectly.
Beautiful. Ladies and gentlemen, our listeners, we're listening to the world-renowned Tomas Guerrero, director of the world-famous Santo Rico Dance Company, one of my favorite dancers and instructors in the world. This guy is top flight and has been on top of the dance scene for the last, 17, 16, 18 years. I know it's been over 15 years. Tomas, how many years have you guys been in the business?
Going to be 19 this year.
Damn, I'm 3 years behind. Tomas is
And by the way, thank you for that stellar introduction. I thought you were introducing Obama or something like that.
He's crazy. So, we only got about 12 minutes left because the show started late, but we're going to get in what we can get in with you. First thing I want to know is this a rumor that I'm hearing or say it ain't so, that you are no longer performing with the Santa Rico Dance Company?
That is accurate, sir. I am no longer a performer. I'm just a teacher, choreographer. As a matter of fact, I'm tapping into other areas of the business. I'm doing a teacher certification now, and that's basically it. I'm just enjoying my time away from the stage.
Wow. Well, I've had classes from him, and Tomas has taught all over the world. He, like I said before, he is one of the best in the world, and if you ever get a chance to take a class with him, you need to take it. That being said, this is really not a plug. That's just a true statement. Tomas will be coming.
Thank you, Mr. Earl. Thank you.
He's coming to the Stuck on Salsa 12th anniversary all-white party. He's going to be teaching three special workshops, and he's going to be bringing the new Santa Rico Dance Company performing. And he can tell you the last time they came to the anniversary, Santa Rico just showed out. And it was a crazy way to attempt. The workshops were well attended. So, Tomas, give us an idea of some of the workshops you're going to be teaching and how you always have a good time when you come to a Stuck on Salsa party.
Let me tell you something. One of my best and you know, and I'm not saying this because you're there, but one of the best times is when I hang out with you, Earl, you know, just going on the cruises and doing everything we've ever done together. I mean, it's just a blast and it's a trip. And to me, you know, anytime you call me to do something, as a matter of fact, this time I called you and I said I wanted to come see your event because I had such a good time. Last time, thing was packed. We had that white party, and let me tell you, it's something that, you know, these are memorable events. These are not, you know, just an event that you go to, you dance for a little while, you go home. These are dead real events where everybody just has a blast, and everybody just loves to be there because you bring great life to a party. And you keep it real, and you're, you know, you're an emotional inspiration to me because you've always kept it so real. So to me, that's why I never miss one of your events. And every time you invite me, I'm like, I'm there.
You know, I love all you all. I always just tell Jeff, make sure no gulps come. Now, that's a private joke. Nobody even knows what we're saying when we say that. No gulps allowed. But anyway.
That's right. No gulps allowed. No gulps allowed. You're right.
You know, Thomas, Jeff brought a couple of the groups down. He brought a Bachata group down a couple of months ago. His brother did it. And one of the Santa Rica I'm getting old, Thomas. And then a semi-pro group came down. I'm getting ready to call them students. They're semi-pro group. You know, even the semi-pro groups in Santa Rico are like pro groups. Because, I mean, they have set the standard. I said 19 years. I don't think anybody can say that they've been around that long. But, Thomas, I saw that you have a lady friend, and she lives over in Europe now. What's going on with that?
Say it again?
You have a new lady friend, and she lives in Europe? How does that work out?
Well, you know, she lives in Curacao, and she's here with me now.
So, it's all good then.
Doing bigger, better things in my life, you know what I'm saying?
I hear that, Thomas. There's nothing wrong with that. Dominguez had came up after you had came down to Florida to do some workshops with her. And, you know, and I saw that. I said, you know what? Even before you had called me, I said, you know, we need a Bang Fly 12 University. I wonder if I could get Santa Rico come down here, Thomas or somebody come down here. Because I always like to bring quality to a big event like that. And as I said, you're one of the best instructors there. You know, and for some of you listeners who don't know who Thomas Guerrero is, he was featured in a documentary on HBO, the only representative salt that's ever been represented on HBO besides the Mark Anthony concert. So, Thomas, we don't have that much time, but what was that? How was that?
Well, you know, that was the highlight of my career because, you know, I had a film crew come into my studio one day and said, listen, we're featuring different studios in New York to be in this movie that we're doing, and I didn't know what it was about. And by the way, they never told me it was from HBO. But honestly speaking, the story is really funny because they kept coming into my studio, taking shots and recording my class and all this stuff, and I was getting actually very irritated because, you know, they would go around and, you know, my studio gets packed. So, you know, they were going around filming and taking pictures or whatever, and, you know, and it happened like over a month consistently every week. So one day they just came back and said, listen, we picked your school to do the movie. And I was like, okay, well, what's the next step? Well, we want you to know something. We're from HBO. And I was like, excuse me? Well, I was taken aback, and I was so honored and privileged that HBO actually, out of all the schools, you know, we have many schools in New York here, so, you know, that they actually selected us. So we went to production, and we spent several months filming. And, you know, it's actually still on demand. They still play it once in a while in the late hours of the night on HBO. And, you know, again, it was a highlight of my career. I had a blast doing it. I wish I could do it again. Hopefully one day we will do it again. And it was an honor for me.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thomas, now you and your dance company have traveled all over the world. And I know you're from D.C. I mean, you're from New York and you love New York. But is there any particular place in the world that you have attended, any event that you performed at that is your favorite that you've gone to? Any Congress or festival?
Every Congress and every place that you go to offers something different. You know, some places are very beautiful. You know, the qualities of Congresses are better in, you know, some cities or some countries other than others. But, you know, one of my first Congresses that I went to was, for example, the Switzerland Congress, which was very beautiful. Switzerland is one of the, Zurich is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been to. But I also went to Russia twice, and I found that to be so surreal, you know, as well. The experience itself was amazing. You know, I've been to Malaysia where I was treated like I was one of the Beatles, you know, and it was the treatment was amazing. The trip was amazing, and I loved it, you know. So every place offers something different. But overall, you know, I'm always honored to always go to somewhere new. And, you know, the places that we've been to, I mean, we've been to five countries in Asia, been to Australia. We've been to six continents already. So to me, everything's very, very special.
Beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. Well, Tomas, we're running out of studio time. I'm going to have to call you back another day this week because we need more than just the 50 minutes that we talked to you. I'm going to call you. I know you have a hectic schedule. We're going to do a part two next week for sure. But I want
to say, nobody should miss this event. Okay, don't miss Earl's anniversary. We're all going to be there. We're going to have an amazing time. I want to dance with everybody. Come on down, y'all.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Tomas. I'm going to talk to you again next week. Thank you so much, Tomas Guerrero of Santa Rico Dance Company. It's been a pleasure. I'll talk to you next week, Tomas, and see you soon.
All right, brother. God bless. God bless everybody.
Okay. All right. Wow. That was Tomas Guerrero, director of the Santa Rico Dance Company. Our time is about up. We're going to check back with Tomas next week. We got so much more to talk to him about. We got a late start. But I want to remind everybody that the show is moving over to Radio 22, the D.C. Metallic Congress new radio station. This show will be syndicated on there. And we will replay this interview tomorrow. So, until then, and I have other interviews coming on tomorrow as well. So, until then, I hope everybody has a very blessed and productive day. This is Earl Rush with the Earl Rush Talk Show. I want to give a special flash out to D.C. Bachata Congress, Capitol Congress, Leo Guido, Kat Magata, Shaka Brown, and all the Sunny Latin Party crew and Lucky Strikes, Kat Canoon, DJ Mirza, DJ Willie Hercules, DJ Steve Green. Special flash out to DJ Neo and DJ Renzo, DJ Jose Rodriguez. I can go on and on, but thanks to everybody who's helped me and make you Stuck on Salsa a great, great company. Until then, check me out tomorrow on Radio 22 from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. The show's an hour long, and we're going to have a great, great time. Hope everybody has a very blessed and productive day. I am out of here.